Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys in the Netherlands.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. Today we have Michael Ward and Henrik Becker at NetResults in the podcast. So welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Elias, and thank you, Mark.
And welcome, Henrik.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to talk to Henrik in a bit, but let's start with Michael. Michael, you're the founder and CEO of NetResults Marketing Automation. The company exists for quite some time. Could you share some history and what you're currently doing at NetResults, and what the company does, what you do, etc.?
Sure, happy to do that. So we're marketing automation software. We compete head-to-head with Marketo, Pardot, Acton, HubSpot, etc., all around the world every day from our beautiful little headquarters in Denver, Colorado. And as you said, I started the company, it's actually 16 years ago now, but I didn't start it as a software company. It was an IT consulting company that we evolved from there into, call it a web marketing agency, and along the lines, put together a system that helped our customers generate leads from their website. And that system evolved through innovation and customer suggestions into what we are now and have been for several years. Just pure play marketing automation software. That's what we do.
Okay, so in terms of numbers of many users, how many users do you guys have?
We've got something like 15,000 users around the world.
Oh, wow. Then you should update your website because it says over 13,000.
I think that's accurate.
It is accurate, but it's, 15,000 sounds better. So you have 15,000 users using the NetResults marketing automation. You're competing head-to-head to the big players. On your website, you have a claim, and it actually says NetResults is the first choice of people buying marketing automation for the second time. Could you explain that to us?
Sure. I wouldn't call it a claim personally. So it's a tagline or a slogan, right? But we didn't sit around in a marketing discussion trying to come up with a slogan or a tagline. It's really something we discovered thinking about our customers and how to, we're thinking about how to approach the market. And what we realized is the customers that love us the most and that we love the most and have great multi-year relationships with are people who started off with Marketo or Pardot or another marketing automation platform and found some frustrations either with the platform or also commonly with the support or maybe not great experiences with support. And they go looking for an alternative, they find us, and they feel like, wow, this is clearly a different kind of company. We are kind of a very much a different kind of company. They feel like they've found a fit. And we just realize that people that are choosing marketing automation for the second time, they know what it is that they want because they now have experience. They know what's important and they find it with us. And so that's where the tagline came from. We kind of discovered that's, the people that love us the most. So we put it on the website.
Okay, but just to be completely clear, those are the experienced ones, but people who are listening to this podcast that have not got the experience, NetResults is still a good solution for them. It's not just for the experienced marketers.
Yeah, 60-some percent of our new customers are first-time buyers of marketing automation. So we're not only for the person buying for the second time, not by any means. But that tagline implies a lot. And to the first-time buyer, you can make mistakes by choosing the wrong company to partner with. And that's kind of what the difference is. I think first-time buyers tend to think that they're just buying software. And they come with a checklist, a spreadsheet of features. They're just trying to check boxes. We're lesser known, so sometimes in those situations, the fact that we're lesser known, can be a disadvantage to us. But the experienced person that knows what's truly important, you want to behave more like the experienced person, even if you're a first-time buyer. So how about that? Anyway.
Okay, so for me, that's, you know, the support thing is a very important thing for a lot of customers. So you call that like world-class support. Thing that struck me, you know, today I had like a call with a customer marketing guys, and they have some experience and they're pretty much forced to start using Oracle Eloqua. They're using one of the other smaller vendors. To be honest, you know, they have been offered a standard, let's say, introduction course, and that's usually 5 full days. So you need 5 full days of training to start working with Oracle Eloqua. Well, we've tested NetResults, as we've done, you know, with Marketo and Acton, but NetResults for us is pretty intuitive. So I think it's great to have support, but also you shouldn't forget that NetResults more or less is a plug and play, or at least a very intuitive user interface.
Thanks for saying so. We're always working to try to make NetResults as intuitive as we can. You know, we think that you should look at a screen. It should make clear what you can do. You should understand how to do it. And when you do it, it should be clear that it worked. And that's what we're always striving for. So anywhere where we're not there, we're working to get there. So.
Cool. So we've actually played around with the product a bit, and we're bringing out some new blog posts on, and that results on the marketingguys.nl website. Of course, we can tell a lot about NetResults, and we are experienced marketers, but I would say the actual reviews from customers say the most. And on G2 Crowd, you guys get a 9.8 out of 10, and you're basically ranking above the other players that you mentioned before. So what that 9.8, is that only on service?
That's the rating for customer success. Yeah, it's 98 out of 100 is the way that they present it to us. But it's, you know, we're very high ranked in many categories, not just that, like usability and features, et cetera. But yeah, it's, you know, G2 Crowd is a place where actual marketers go review the software that they use. And, you know, like we very much, see, I've got a philosophy, something that, you know, we've just learned. It's really hardly a philosophy. It's just experience. Companies trying to use marketing automation, often, you know, it's just one tool of a lot that they might have. The marketers are very busy people. And, you know, becoming truly mastering every bit of a marketing automation platform, many marketers don't really have time for that. They've got a whole host of other duties to fulfill at their job. And, of course, you want the software to be really easy to use, but what would be really great is if someone could answer your questions, experts that could help you on demand when you want it. And so that's what we've done structurally. You know, every single customer that uses NetResults and every single partner that partners with us gets unlimited live support. And there's as I say, the meter is not running. The bill is not getting bigger. There is no additional cost. Our customers can schedule a 30-minute, 60-minute, 90-minute call on our public calendars anytime they want to, for any reason they want to. And we'll be there. They can call our phone number and actual people answer the phone. And those people are from our customer success team, not our sales team. So we support, we go to great lengths to provide incredible support to our customers. And that helps them achieve real success in their marketing efforts, you know, through our platform, as opposed to here's a platform, you know, I don't know. There's other philosophies in our industry that I don't agree with that lead to less success. That's
true. And that's very important because, you know, we met back in November in Raleigh, North Carolina. And one of the things that I keep remembering about meeting you and talking to you guys at NetResults is that you're a true partner. You know, you're accessible. And that has to do with the kind of company that you are. The kind of product that you have, but you know, I was always say, you know, it's always there's you can buy products everywhere. It's the company that's behind it that makes a difference. That has to do with the business model that you're using. Of course, from the I would say pricing point of view, you know, no surprises as you're claiming, all in one, etc. So you're available starting at $800. There's not like a large onboarding fees, etc. But the other thing that might be as important as that is that you're not venture capital funded. Can you explain how your business model works from that point of view, Michael?
Sure.
And why do you do that?
Well, it has to do with where I come from. So I'm not a Silicon Valley kind of guy. I was a geologist and a, you know, geology major, chemistry minor back in school. Worked as a geologist, so I'm kind of a scientist and a data-driven guy, kind of at heart. And I ended up in the software world because technology suited me. It just every time I encountered it, it just, you know, just everything worked for me. It was I always understood it easily. So we ended up, you know, I ended up moving, you know, migrating, just kind of naturally flowing toward the software world. But as on my path to the software world, you know, as I said earlier, I started this company as a consulting firm. And that was 16 years ago. So, you know, I'm really good at not going broke, right? So from a business model standpoint, we don't need anybody else's money to be in business. And I really hate certain, you know, I understand the venture capital model and I have great respect for what it can produce. But I don't, in my life, want to answer to people who answer only to spreadsheets, who answer only to money. It's a bit idealistic, and don't get me wrong, of course NetResults is run as a profitable business. We're financially, we're always healthy. That's why we've been around for 16 years and continue, you know, to be an organically grown, self-funded company. But, you know, along the way, you know, we were a consulting firm. I was a consultant. Then I was lucky enough to have enough customers to hire some people to help me be consultants. And then we were lucky enough to have a successful transition toward like a marketing agency. And these business models, consulting and marketing agency, they're not product businesses. They are service businesses. And you survive by serving. You survive by making sure that your customers achieve what they were paying you to achieve. And so when we became a software company, I just have a huge emphasis on service, because software is just a tool. It, you know, you have to have understanding and access to help to be able to use it to its best ability, right? So we built unlimited live support into our business model. It's priced in. It's, you know, we can afford it. We can afford to provide that level of service and our customers, and we're still cheaper than our competitors, because, you know, their goals are just very different. In the venture capital world, your goal is to build a massive company as fast as possible, to build a company of the most value possible so that you can make a bunch of money, right? Selling it or going public. Our model is different. You know, certainly we like money. We make sure we're profitable and we do well, but we don't have aspirations to dominate the world. We don't have aspirations to win everything at all costs. We're going to take our time. We're going to, quote, do it right to the best that we can, right? We make plenty of mistakes, but we just are very different, you know, than all of our competitors. They're all after a golden ring. We're after a great life.
And I would say that you're pretty good at it because your customers rate you very high. So
yeah, well,
on the reviews.
Well, quite simple is, Michael, you're putting people first.
I would like to think we are, and I thank you for recognizing that. It's great to be recognized for it, because I can tell you, competing against venture capital funded companies like HubSpot and Acton and Marketo, you know, it was brutal at times when we were earlier days, because, you know, they had truckloads of money to spend on making their name known everywhere, which they've done very successfully. Mm-hmm. We didn't. We had to put all of that money into our product just to have a competing product, and we did. But it means, you know, so my philosophy, it can sound really nice, but, you know, I can also tell you the downside of it is we are lesser known because we don't have truckloads of other people's money to spend on marketing and sales. So, you know, the awareness of us as a company and the awareness of NetResults as a great marketing automation solution is a fraction of our competitors. So thanks for inviting us on the podcast.
So yeah, that's giving me a nice transition to introducing the guy I envy most in the world here, Hendrik. Hendrik is a Dutchie going Denver. He migrated to the US in a time where, let's say, walls are being built while you have a shutdown at the moment, our government shutdown. But you managed to get into the US, Henrik. Tell us, what is it that makes you unique and get accepted by the Trump government? How did you get in?
I think you came through Alaska. Or something like that.
Through Alaska. Explain. We want to know how that works, Henrik.
I just gave him a call. I was like, Donald, dude, we just worked this out. He was like, sure. No, the way that
was
works.
Is that easy?
Yeah, it's for certain people, it's very easy. No, the way that works is that you just have to apply for a working visa, and you go through a rigorous process to prove that you're worthy. And once you are proven worthy, then you can come over. So
yeah, we hired a great local immigration attorney that helped us with the process because, you know, Henrik and I, I'll let Henrik tell the story, but we found each other to be a highly compatible fit. And so, you know, we, Net Results, you know, work together with Henrik to make it all happen.
So Henrik, you started working at Net Results. You just migrated to the U.S. on December 4th, the night before Santa Claus. Your kids must have been furious with you, but you migrated to the U.S. Before Santa Claus. What are you gonna do at Net Results except for just making them the best known brand in the world?
Well, that's basically it, right?
Oh, that's it. Okay. So what's your plan?
First of all, let me say something to the 4th of December, because my kids will tell you that Santa Claus actually came during that weekend before the 4th. So they have no complaints. Okay. That's really magical how Santa Claus works like that. But, you know, he did. He showed up early. So, you know. What I'm going to do here, well, the reason I'm here is because I came across Net Results over a year ago when I was still an independent consultant, and I was looking for one of the vendors to partner up with because people would ask me, you know, which tool should we use, which one do you recommend? And I found it really hard to work with some of the vendors. And so a customer of mine said, have you heard of Net Results? I'm like, no, which is something that people might relate to. And I looked online, I checked out the website, I signed up for demo, I had the demo, and I was like, wow, these guys really get it, finally. A demo where it's not being shoved down my throat, and it's absolutely, you know, they're knowledgeable and friendly, and the platform looks really good. So, you know, we set out to partner up, and then at some point we decided, or, you know, we opted to investigate maybe working together more closely. And that's when we started the whole immigration process, which you can, as you understand, involves, you know, a whole, you know, you kind of need your family to come with you. So there's that. That was a process. And so what I'm doing here is that I am specifically here to, you know, with a background in consulting and having a knowledge of the market, having worked with most of our competitors and with a lot of customers, I think I'm uniquely positioned to position this business in the market. And that is all towards making Net Results more known. And because that's our biggest challenge. So that's what we're working on.
Okay. So do you have like a plan, like a 100-day plan or something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, I have a 30-day plan, I have a 60-day plan, I have a 90-day plan, I have a year plan, and I have a 3-year plan. So how about that?
That sounds like a next podcast episode.
Sure.
so we're going to invite you in future, because you're not going to explain everything you're doing to us, because you would, those are trade secrets, I guess. But Mark, you were going to ask Henrik something.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is, if you're not that known, and people are listening to this podcast, and they might not know Net Results, what is what you think is the biggest differentiator, or what's the biggest pain that you can solve for the marketeers that are listening to this podcast?
And for which marketers?
And for which marketers?
For which target audience?
So I think if you're, so it's got two major solutions, I would say. The first one is for people that are, you know, buying for the first time. If you're looking for a marketing automation solution, the problem you're most likely trying to solve is the fact that you're doing a lot of manual labor, that you're manually following up with people, that you're leaving money on the table because you're not, you know, not nurturing leads over time, that you're not handing them off to sales well. Those, like many other marketing automation platforms, we may make sure all of that is handled automatically. You can get a much better grip on your communications. You can get a much better grip on where your marketing efforts are paying off through reporting. And I would say that, you know, I would say that it's mostly, but not exclusively, in a B2B context. So we tend to work with a lot of companies that have longer sales cycles that need to stay in touch with customers or prospects as they move down the funnel, because a lot of B2B purchases are not made overnight, but instead take time to develop. And you know, and what's great about that is that that's exactly how we work as well. So, you know, obviously we use our own platform, and I can see the way that we move leads down the funnel through our own nurturing programs and content, and then over to sales, and then we support sales with alerts and triggers and all that good stuff. And that's use case number one. The other one is, you know, as we've talked about, people buying for the second time, and those people actually usually know what they want to do, and they've been, for one reason or another, been unable to do it on the platform that they're currently on. And so what we've noticed is that for those people, either you're on a platform that's less powerful, because despite all everything we said about usability, I think NetResults is, especially segmentation, lead scoring, is very powerful. So it's, for many people, it's a step up in terms of power and what they can do with it, more hardcore market automation applications, I would say. And then, you know, for, and then when you're, and if you've been on maybe one of the more enterprise focused platforms, it's, you don't, you get the same power, but it's easier to use, especially when we're talking about, you know, email builder or a landing page builder. I think those are really, really great compared to some of the other things that are out there. So those are the two main problems I think we solve.
Okay. So for me, it sounds like people should try out NetResults. We have some outcoming product pages, etc. MarketingGuys.nl. You could visit market or NetResults.com, of course. I would say, how about we invite you guys back on the podcast in 90 days, and we can hear about your 30 and 90 days plan, Henrik, and we can actually have some use cases that we can discuss.
I think that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank you guys for your time, and hope to see you back in 90 days.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our iTunes channel. Also, if you want to be interviewed on this podcast, or if you have any questions on marketing technology, send me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you.